faster than a speeding bullet, more powerful than a locomotive, able to leap tall buildings at a single bound. Look, up in the sky, it's a bird, it's a plane, it's Superman!
Kellogg's Pep. P-E-P-Pep. Kellogg's Pep, the Sunshine Cereal, presents...
The Adventures of Superman! Today, Clark Kent reveals a daring and amazing plan which he hopes will result in trapping Big George Latimer, the Man of Hate.
Hello there, gang. This is your pal, Dan McCullough. Say, I hope you're not going to let anybody outsmart you when it comes to the number of different prizes you collect from packages of Kellogg's Pep. No, sir, because you can collect all three kinds of Pep prizes as easy as anything. And there are 49 different prizes in all. For instance, maybe the prize in your next package of Pep will be one of those keen, full-color pictures of birds. There are 24 to collect from, each with a full description on the reverse side. And by swapping duplicates with a gang, you can help complete your collection. Or, if your next Pep prize happens to be a colored cardboard model of a fighting plane, remember, you can collect from 7 planes in Pep's great air fleet. Or you may get one of 18 different bright-colored comic buttons, each picturing a famous comic strip character. All three kinds of Pep prizes are top-notch to go with the terrific flavor of Kellogg's Pep. I mean strictly terrific. Why, that catchy taste, that Pep flavor is really out of this world. Every spoonful of those crisp golden flakes of whole wheat tastes downright wonderful. So for prize eating and surprise prizes, ask Mom to get you Kellogg's Pep, the Sunshine Cereal.
Now the adventures of Superman. Learning that Clark Kent and Governor Wheeler suspected him of committing murder in his secret campaign to spread racial and religious intolerance, and that they planned to trap him into a confession, Big George Latimer, the state political boss, attempted to kill the governor and frame a group of war veterans for his crime. But unknown to Latimer, the governor regained consciousness and told Kent and Inspector Henderson what had occurred. Henderson wished to arrest Latimer at once, but Kent stopped him, saying,
"If you arrest Latimer now, Inspector, you'll put him on his guard. Then we'll never be able to prove anything against him."
Are you out of your mind, Kent?
No.
You just heard Governor Wheeler say that Big George Latimer tried to murder him, didn't you?
All right, but it's only the governor's word against the word of two others, Latimer and Briggs. We have no proof. But I know one way to get the goods on Big George.
Yeah? And what's that?
For him to think Governor Wheeler is dead.
As we continue now outside Governor Wheeler's sick room in the gubernatorial mansion, Inspector Henderson stares blankly at Kent, then demands...
Say that again, Kent?
I said the only way we can get the goods on Latimer is by making him believe Governor Wheeler is dead.
What in thunder are you talking about?
Look, Inspector, I'm certain Latimer shot Joe Martin and framed Sam Robbins for the shooting, but I have no proof. And I'm certain he did away with Lippy Williams, the Clarion reporter who helped him frame Sam.
Yeah, but you have no proof of that either.
Right. And now we know Latimer tried to murder Governor Wheeler, but it's only Wheeler's word against Latimer and Latimer's man, Briggs. Now, you know a jury won't bring in a conviction on that.
I guess they won't. And against Latimer, particularly in this state.
Of course they won't. What we've got to do is to get a confession from Latimer.
Oh, sure, fine. That's all we have to do, huh? I suppose we just bring him pen and paper and say, "If you don't mind, Mr. Latimer, just sign here so we can strap you into the electric chair."
No, be serious, Inspector. I think I know how to get a confession from him.
Well, I think you're nuts, but go ahead. I'm listening.
All right. This is what I have in mind. First, we get the cooperation of Governor Wheeler.
Mr. Latimer, it's my sad duty to inform you that Governor Wheeler is dead.
What?
Yes, he died just a few minutes ago.
The governor dead? Oh, no, Inspector.
I'm sorry, Mr. Latimer.
Poor Frank. Cut off in his prime. With a brilliant career ahead of him.
Yes, tough, all right, Mr. Latimer. I know how you must feel.
Thank you, Kent. Frank gone, I can't quite believe it. We were so very close for many years. Well, I must go up to pay my respects. By the way, Inspector, those
yes?
GIs... What are you going to do about them?
Lock them up, of course. They'll have to stand trial for murder.
I wish that wasn't necessary.
What do you mean?
Well, those men fought for their country. They may even be suffering from battle fatigue. I'm sure that what they did tonight was unpremeditated. Brought on, perhaps...
That's no excuse, Mr. Latimer.
No, I suppose not. But I still can't help wishing it could be avoided. Well, I must go up and pay my last respects to my old friend, Frank Wheeler. Good night, gentlemen. Thank you for your expressions of sympathy.
Good night.
See you again, Mr. Latimer.
Yeah, he's sorry. That dirty hypocrite.
I hope you told the doctor not to let Latimer get too close to the governor.
Don't worry. The doctor understands.
Okay.
Besides, Wheeler's under an opiate.
Oh, good.
You couldn't tell from a quick glance that he's alive.
What did the doctor say about tomorrow?
He said tomorrow afternoon ought to be okay. The later, the better.
All right. I'll need some time to make arrangements. Suppose you meet me here at 5 in the afternoon.
I'll be here. But I still don't think you can put it over, Kent.
We've got to put it over. Unless we get Latimer by the heels, we'll see more bloodshed and riots and lynchings in this state. Meet me here to talk with the governor at 5 o'clock, Inspector. And keep your fingers crossed.
Now, Governor Wheeler, you understand what you're to do, don't you?
You want me to read this stuff you've written into this microphone?
That's right. It'll be transcribed on a record.
I see, but my voice is pretty weak today.
That'll be all the better. You'll sound more like a ghost. Ready, Inspector Henderson?
Ready. I tell you again, it'll never work, Kent. Latimer is too smart to fall for hocus-pocus like this.
That's where you're wrong. Every criminal has fear in his heart, and the cleverer he is, the more fear he has of what he can't see, of the unknown.
Never mind the psychology lesson. Getting late, and we've got a lot to do before midnight. Let's get started.
Right. Ready, Governor Wheeler?
Ready.
Good. I give you the signal. Start talking. Turn it on, Inspector.
Check.
Okay, Governor. Give it all you've got.
George Latimer. Listen to me, George Latimer. You're surprised to hear my voice, aren't you? You thought you'd never hear...
What's the matter?
Why, nothing, I guess.
Yes, I know. You're nervous, huh?
Well...
Sure you are. Nothing to be nervous about. Everything's fine, just fine.
I guess...
Oh, stop worrying. Everything's fine, I tell you. Wheeler's dead, so he can't talk. The GIs are in pretty bad with the law.
Sure, I know, but it's just... Well, the papers are so full of the story, and you can't turn on the radio without hearing about it.
Naturally. Frank was governor. Be a lot of fuss for a day or two, then it'll die down. Forget it. I tell you, we haven't a thing to worry about.
I sure hope so, but every time I feel a little secure, I get to thinking about that reporter, Clark Kent.
What about him?
He's smart, Mr. Latimer. He figured out everything that happened up to, you know, this evening.
So what? He couldn't prove it, could he?
He almost did.
They don't pay off an almost. Now that Frank's gone, Kent will never prove anything. So relax, Briggs. There isn't a thing to worry about.
Sure.
I'm telling you, go to bed. Everything's wonderful. Good night, Briggs.
Good night, Mr. Latimer.
Good evening, Inspector.
Superman. Hey, where did you come from?
Clark Kent told you I'd meet you here, didn't he?
Yeah, that's right, but it gave me a bit of a turn seeing you drop out of nowhere like that.
Sorry if I startled you. See, you've got the little record player with you.
Yes, and the record. Now, how do you propose to work this shindig?
You see that tall apartment building facing the park?
Yeah.
Big George Latimer occupies the two upper floors on the park side, a duplex apartment. His bedroom is on the top floor. There's a small terrace on the lower floor with a lot of shrubs and potted trees. You'll be able to watch the fun from there and hear everything. Are you ready?
Ready as I'll ever be for a crazy stunt like this.
Okay, up with you. You all set?
All set.
Up to that terrace. Up! And away!
Leaping from the Metropolis Park with Inspector Henderson, Superman soars up to the swank apartment home, then alights on the dark terrace below Big George Latimer's bedroom. We'll return in a moment for the tense climax of today's episode. So stand by.
You know, gang, your day's fun starts even before breakfast if you can look forward to a bowl of Kellogg's Pep. Because Pep is a doggone terrific tasting, it's fun just to think about eating it. And then when you do dig into those crisp golden flakes of Pep, you enjoy the real thing, a regular fun feast. Yes, sir, I don't know anything even half as good as that catchy full wheat flavor. That strictly Pep flavor, meaning strictly super. And super is also the word for the prize you find in every Pep package. Three different kinds of prizes, one or the other in every package you open. For instance, it might be a model fighting plane in colored cardboard, one of seven great Pep model planes you can collect. Or maybe it'll be one of 24 new full-color bird pictures with a description on the reverse side so that you'll know these birds in the air. Or it could be one of 18 bright-colored comic buttons, picturing a famous comic strip character to pin on your beanie cap or your jacket. So start collecting all three kinds of these slick Pep prizes. Today, ask Mom for a supply of Kellogg's Pep, the Sunshine Cereal.
On the small, dark terrace beneath Big George Latimer's apartment, Inspector Henderson watches as Superman prepares to slip quietly into Latimer's bedroom, carrying a small record player.
Wish me luck, Inspector.
You'll need plenty of it, Superman. I can't see Latimer falling for this.
You're going to be surprised, I hope. Well, here goes. Keep your ears open.
I will.
Up to his window. Up! There's Latimer in his bed, sleeping as if he didn't have a care in the world. Well, maybe this record will put the fear of the Lord into him. Better get set on his windowsill first. There. Now to set the record going. There.
George Latimer. Listen to me, George Latimer. You're surprised to hear my voice, aren't you?
Who's there?
You thought you'd never hear it again, didn't you?
Who's there?
You thought you got rid of me forever, didn't you, George?
Frank!
You thought when you killed me that you were safe, that no one would ever discover what you'd done.
Frank, will!
You didn't believe dead men could come back to haunt you, did you, George?
But how?
If you'd believed that, perhaps you wouldn't have killed me.
But I...
And Lippy Williams, the Clarion reporter.
I'm dreaming. I must be dreaming.
Sitting rigidly upright in his bed, his gray hair tousled and his breath whistling between his lips, Big George Latimer stares wide-eyed into the frightening darkness of his bedroom, in which rings the voice of Frank Wheeler, whom he thinks is dead. Fighting his fear, the despotic, hate-mongering politician shouts that he is being tricked. Will he maintain his belief, as Inspector Henderson believes, and once again foil Superman and the powers of right and justice? Or will he crack open and confess? We'll find out in tomorrow's thrilling episode, so don't miss it. Tune in, same time, same station.
And remember, for breakfast, it's Kellogg's Pep.
For excitement, the adventures of Superman.
Superman is a copyrighted feature appearing in Superman DC comic magazines and is brought to you Monday through Friday at this same time by Kellogg's Pep, the Sunshine Cereal. Say, gang, here's the winner in your list of famous names. It's Kellogg, the greatest name in cereals. Kellogg, as in Kellogg shredded wheat. What a treat for breakfast. Plump, tender biscuits of whole wheat, toasted just right, full of natural nut sweet flavor, too. And are they crisp? And here's what else you get in Kellogg's shredded wheat. Grand whole wheat nutrition. Biscuits made to fit the bowl. And 15. 15 biscuits in every package. Tell Mom you'd like Kellogg's shredded wheat. And be sure to be with us tomorrow for the thrilling adventures of Superman. This is the Mutual Broadcasting System.